Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Do you wonder what a real NASA veteran astronaut who flew Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8, and Apollo 13 thought of this?
I would love to hear that.
Captain James Lovell is with us. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Fine, Bob. I'm fine. I'm up here just watching what just went on.
What did you think?
Well, it's just a repeat of what my earlier days, only in miniature.
Yeah. Yeah, but it must be gratifying to you, all of the attention and all of the interest and everybody watching and listening now, as they did back in the day, except for Apollo 13. When you guys went up, nobody cared until you got in trouble, right?
That's what, by the time 13 flew, it was old hat until the explosion occurred.
Now, the plan for Jeff Bezos and his company, they're looking for business in a space market that is going to triple in size, they say, to more than $1 trillion in annual sales by 2040. And Morgan Stanley says, assuming rapid technological developments enable routine moon landings, asteroid mining, and space tourism. Do you think all that is going to happen in the next 20 years or so?
I think it's going to take about 20 years. I don't know how quickly that will wrap up. I mean, if there's enough people that are enthused while going up for a few seconds into the atmosphere and then coming back down again, I guess it's a good business. If not, if people are going to get tired of that, then it's going to die out in a hurry.
All right, be honest with me, Captain. Jeff Bezos goes up there for 11 minutes, 62 miles in space. How many miles did you fly if you total up all four of your missions?
Well, actually, I'm only one mission on 13. I and my companions hold the highest altitude record known, and probably for a long time, and then we go to Mars. I went way past the moon to finally start coming back towards the Earth. So, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy with as far as enthusiasm goes.
Yeah, I can understand that. I really can. But I mean, it's a whole new era in space. And where does NASA fit into all this now? Bezos represents what's happening with the civilians, along with Branson. But what about NASA missions to Mars or to the moon again? Where do we stand on that?
Well, that's the same. That hasn't changed at all. NASA's mission now is to explore, you know, other worlds and going to Mars and doing those things and maybe doing something that would be productive in space. That's what NASA does. This is just merely the people who have the money to do it can go for a few brief seconds in what is constituted to be into space, out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, I was thinking of you when I watched Jeff Bezos emerge from the capsule wearing his cowboy hat. You know, there's no quarantine. There's no splashdown in the ocean. There's no dramatic sort of sea rescue. What was going through your mind when you watched that return?
I was reliving my old days and said, gee, this is pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. You know, I just watched the Apollo 13 movie again for the 25th time, and it's still fun to see that and to go through that and remember what a harrowing time that was, and all of the people on the ground who worked to bring you guys back, and look where we are today.
That's right, and stand by. There might be another space movie coming up with the civilians.
It's the old commander, Jim Lovell. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for hopping on with us this morning. Best to Marilyn and the family, and hope to catch up with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Bob. We're in space again.
We're in space again. Yes, sir. Stay healthy.
Take care.
It's 8:47. How about that?
Yeah, that's nice.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
He's not impressed.
It was easy. It was too easy. That's why.
You know, he didn't give the mileage. He just talked about that one, the one mission. Yep. But if you total up, I have it here somewhere. It's incredible how many miles he flew in space. And for a long time, I think before the shuttles, he had the record being in space, traveling more miles than any other human. And now it's Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, our new space heroes.
Yeah.
Question mark.
And the email that I mentioned earlier, by the way, if you want to get in on this, is astronauts@blueorigin.com if you want to buy a ticket to space.
I'll go if Lovell goes. I'll be holding on to him.